Why does Barry have such a bad reputation?
Well, I think he earned it, quite honestly. I mean, you get caught. Hey, man, I think Barry had good qualities and bad qualities. His good quality was that he was a visionary, I think, and he was a courageous person who had some vision and the ability to connect with people, ability to connect. So he was courageous in that respect. He was reckless in his personal life. I think there's no question about that. He was reckless. He was, and I'll tell you, I've had people ask me about. See, I have known Barry longer than anybody in Washington. I knew him in Mississippi, the Civil Rights Movement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew him down there. He was born in Mississippi. He was born in Itobina, Mississippi. And when I was president of the organization at Morehouse College, he was president of the student body at Fisk University. Right. Yeah, so we knew each other as SNCC people before we ever came to D.C. Neither one of us had any idea we'd ever be in Washington. And then he came here before I did. So we've known each other. As a matter of fact, the night that he got caught with this and this got entrapped with this cocaine thing down here at this hotel, he and I had been together. We were at a homestead housing lottery drawing for people who were in these houses. It was at the D.C. Public Library, I believe, at the MLK Library. At 8 o'clock, 8:30, quarter to 9, this thing is over. We leave, and I come home. And at the time, I was divorced at the time, and I was living with my son and my kids. I joined custody with the kids, and my son was with at his mom's house, and he was waiting on me to get home so he could come. And so by the time I got home, he had about 5 messages on my answering service. He said, "Dad, you need to turn on your television. You need to see." He said, They got Barry. So I had been in my car. I get out of the car, get in the house. I go to my phone because I wonder why he's not here. I go check my messages, and I got all these messages. Him screaming into the phone. I turn on the television. They got Barry over here. This thing. I said to myself, I just left this fool. What the hell is he doing over there? Because he told me he was going to another meeting. He said he was going to another meeting. He's going to say he had to go somewhere else for something else. He ends up over here at this hotel with this woman. So. Yeah, I mean, people have asked me about this a lot because I had known him for years, and he was here. He wasn't here at my Christmas party this year, but he was here last year, and the year before that, he came out of the hospital to come. And I've been at the New Year's party that you came to. He's been here every year for the last 5 or 6 years. And but some of that is that, you know, some of it is luck, I guess. Not all of what happens to us in life is by plan. But some of it is you have to have some instincts about how you avoid problems, and he just has not been able to do that. He just says he just makes bad choices all the time, and then his dog ends up biting him in the ass most of the time. He made some bad choices. He got himself into trouble. I don't even buy the argument that he only hurt himself, because he hurt all those people. And I've told him this too. All those people who depended upon him. All those people for whom he was a mouthpiece an effective advocate. Because he really changed this city, and he changed the way this city, this government treated poor and black people and other minorities too, gays, women. He's genuinely a good person.